worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I know, because I once saw the government's weather kitchens.
Ian Hunter.
I'm stuck on government-made snow.
Mickey.
This just made my IQ drop.
And Lazy E.
I didn't think it was going to turn into screw Lazy E's life.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's time to rock the Casbah with another brand new episode of A Freak Accident. You didn't expect that, did you?
I did not.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. Our website is afreakaccident.com. You can send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. While you're at the website, click connect on the menu bar, and you can get in deep with our show by finding us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good things. You get to know us a little bit. We'll get to know you. We'll commiserate and feel sorry for each other, and that'll be great. So come join us on social media there, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy the show, review. My name is Crisco. I'm the host, and I'm joined by my unwilling companion, starting with Lazy E.
I'm now part of a member of the Clash fan club. That's good.
That's right, yes. We got Ian Hunter here, too.
I have nothing funny to say after you just took all the energy out of the room.
What else is new? And Mickey!
Yikes!
Mickey's here, too. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
You got a nice bow in your hair today.
I do.
It's really throwing me off because...
Because I look like a girl.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's weird.
So, we all lose the bet there is a girl on the show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, you feel bad about it, don't you?
Yeah.
Mentioned all the websites and everything.
Yeah,
so,
you're good.
Yeah, normally I go
good.
To. Yeah, no, we're off to a good start. Off to a great start on this here podcast. We are excited to be here because we got another great show lined up. I mean, this medical crap. What is it with going on in the medical field these days?
A lot of
weirdness.
Do you know what scares me most about that?
I get surgeries. Yeah, you're often in the hospital.
Yeah. No, that story is going to scare you as well, guaranteed.
Well, there's multiple stories.
There are multiple. It's also thundering here when we're recording this. First thunderstorm of the year. And Ian is panicking like a little girl thinking we're going to get electrocuted.
I'm not worried about getting electrocuted. I can live through that. I'm worried about the power going out.
Live dangerously.
He just really wants people to hear the podcast.
Oh, well, that I would accept.
Jerk.
See? He's being positive.
We've got maybe the craziest party ever to report on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is insane. Just the sheer destruction of this event is just mind-blowing.
I'm upset I didn't get invited.
we all are. Some guy, and I'm saying that because he's just some random guy, tried to be The Rock, and he failed miserably. And we're going to get into that story.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some life hacks that may or may not be morally correct.
I'm going to say are not morally correct.
And it's the road to WrestleMania, so we're going to be talking pro wrestling as well. So it's a jam-packed show, as always, guys. Come on, that's why you come back every week.
I hate to bring down the mood, though. It is the final week of Black History Month.
It is, but before we get into that,
throw me a curveball.
I'm throwing you a curveball because you got to remember. Yeah. Oh, he remembers. Suddenly he remembers. We have been actually receiving some letters in that email address I mentioned earlier, freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can email us too about anything. And so we've got an edition of Listener Mail!
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Mail! Yeah, we got listener mail on the show. So thanks to these fine folks for reaching out and reaching in. And first, Konar the Barbarian. Apparently, he's got a wife, and she actually sent this email. He's a frequent listener and a frequent social media interactor.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
Yeah, it's nice. Now, we're gonna brag on ourselves a little bit because these are nice emails. Okay, Miss Konar the Barbarian. Or would that be Konar the Barbarianette?
I don't know.
No. One of
the, Conant. She says, keep up the great work. We enjoy your podcast immensely. Listen to it every Friday night. We especially love the Yes or BS game. So
excellent.
There you go. That's a fan favorite.
Done.
It has been for years, great. Actually. Very entertaining. You have an awesome rapport with each other. That's true. We secretly despise each other, but you'll never know that. And the intro to the podcast is hilarious. We also enjoy the guest interviews. Very informative. If you don't try to talk over your guests, they get to shine in the spotlight. You, we also follow you on Facebook. Enjoy reading the posts. So that's from the Barbarians.
The Barbarians.
We'll have to send them a Christmas card or something.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Just us wearing wreaths, and that's it.
Oh.
Why?
Oh. Happy holidays
Why
to you.
Why not?
Listener mail. That got really, you got really mad on that one.
Yeah, I did.
Barbarian, there it just rubbed off on you.
The other person that we heard from,
yes.
Incidentally, is Mickey's mom.
Yes. Shocker.
Yes, this is the best part of the day.
I saw her, like, her facade just drop when I told her this. It was just like, it sucked the life out of you.
Yep,
when I told you this was going to happen.
Thanks, Mom.
Come
good
on.
Job.
Let it be great.
She said, I just heard your last two podcasts tonight. It was good to hear you brought back Historically Black and Yes or BS. So she was happy to see those return.
Good.
As were we. It is really raining outside. Given how unusually entertaining the run for president is, I think you should include that topic in your show as well, presidential prognostications. Now listen, there is a running history of me getting political. We call it Politicrisco.
I know.
It is never good. Nobody likes it except me, so I don't think we'll be including that on the show anytime soon.
I do like the idea that once we get to the actual election, we do have prognostications.
Yeah, I can dig that.
I like the idea of prognosticating the president.
Also, she says, for Mickey's information, I moved to Tennessee to bring my pet boy toy to a music...
he knows what he is.
She brought him to a music mecca, so I guess that's why she's in Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's only Tennessee.
In case you were wondering, I guess.
She says if he fails, she's joining a gang in New Mexico.
Really, Ma?
So she's going to start She's gonna start working for El Chapo.
Yeah.
I hear business is booming for him nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Man, Mickey, all your trains are crossing. This is crazy.
Oy.
This is just the worst segment ever for you.
It is. It really is.
She also claims Lady Gaga screwed up the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I don't think she said
how?
She said who broad stripes instead of whose broad stripes.
Where did that come from in this email? Did she just randomly go on Lady Gaga?
Did my mother write a novel? Yeah. Is that what happened?
That's pretty,
okay.
That's about a paragraph long.
Okay.
And She wrote it from her phone, too.
Well, she
that's
lives off
dedication.
Of her phone.
Yeah, she's got...
this is why my data is so high. Thanks, Mom.
Stop it. She's got nimble thumbs, you know, to write all that.
She's an artist.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. that's the noise artist
Hang
make, I guess.
That's
what my mother makes.
Can we hear that noise again? What is this a noise of again?
And I broke Lazy.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know if I'm laughing or just upset, angry.
Yeah.
A lot of emotions happening right now.
This has been Listener Mail. It's the weirdest effect ever. It's the weirdest effect ever. It's so odd.
But you know what? Like I was getting into before that, everybody's favorite segment is obviously, well, at least one of them, is Historically Black.
Actually, they both liked it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yes. A lot of them, and it's one of their favorites.
Oh my God, the rain.
It sounds like it's making popcorn outside. It's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, this is the last week.
Oh yeah, this is the end of February. And of course, if you're this is the first time you're listening to our show, Historically Black is a segment that we do where we take a look at some characters in fiction who have historically been African American. Because, you know, there's this thing now, even talking about it with that Gods of Egypt, right? We talked about the whole whitewashing thing. You know, you got Egyptian gods played by white people. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, we've seen that happen in the past. So these are characters who are black and have always been black. We like to spotlight them because there are plenty of awesome ones to be looked at, read, watched, that sort of thing. This is, I don't even know what this one is, actually.
I do.
He does, yeah. So I'm excited to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Historically Black.
February is the month we all celebrate Black History Month, and we're not one to ignore this. We want to celebrate those characters who were and always will be African American. That's why A Freak Accident proudly presents you with Historically Black. Zach Taylor. Zach was a fun-loving, charismatic young man who enjoyed martial arts and dancing, especially to a fresh beat bumping out of his friend's beatbox. In fact, there seemed to be only two things Zach didn't enjoy: snakes and Lord Zedd. That's why he was the perfect fit for Zordon as the Black Ranger. Now, let's look over the fact that the African-American guy had to be the Black Ranger and the fact that his Mastodon Dinozord was, well, primarily black as well. You know what? Let's not look over that fact. What kind of racist agenda did that freak Zordon have? Here's to you, Zach Taylor, for overcoming a racist so-called mentor and saving the world from the evil Lord Zedd. You, sir, are truly and undoubtedly historically black.
Mighty Morphin Power Ranger!
He truly is the embodiment of historically black.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, I mean, I was expecting, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something like that.
I was like, Zach Taylor. I mean, it sounds familiar. I feel like I should know this. Like, of course. Like, my childhood was the Power Rangers, so.
Mastodon!
He mentioned, he was the Black Ranger. The Asian girl was the Yellow Ranger.
Yep.
And the Native American kid was the Red Ranger. Nothing fishy about that at all.
No, not at all.
The girl was the Pink Ranger, and I don't know why Tommy was green. That didn't make much sense.
Billy was blue.
Yeah.
So that is how it all turned
fishy.
Out.
Fishy. Did you ever see that? I think, was it Funny or Die or College Humor? Did that sketch, actually, with Zordon being a racist? Did you ever see that?
I was a little...
Spectacular. We might have to share that one on social media, actually, and on our website.
Also have to check out cracked.com, where the guy looks at where they're at now, and it takes a very dark turn.
Yeah, a couple of them are dead now, right? The original Rangers, anyway.
Well, the Yellow Ranger is the only one who's actually dead, but there's people on that cast that just died
off the face of the earth, yeah.
Yeah.
So dead to us.
No.
Dead to society.
Well, the original, the main characters, but the other supporting characters, they just died left and right, the rest of them.
Really?
I know. You read that. Crack.com. It's unbelievable.
I'm actually really looking forward to the movie that they're doing, the reboot, where they're trying to turn... Yeah, they're doing a new Power Rangers movie where they're going to try and make it into, like, a legit superhero type movie, as opposed to being like a hokey cartoon with terrible costumes.
That was kind of the nostalgia of it. I loved it.
Yeah, that was kind of the charm. But either way, I'm excited at Power Rangers with a big budget. What could that possibly look like?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm so sold on this
idea. I'm sure I'll be the only one in the theater.
Mickey, did you watch the Power Rangers?
Yes, I did.
Oh, everybody did. Who didn't?
I had the cute little action figurines with the buttons on the back.
Oh, yeah. The head would flip around, right? Yes. They'd morph. It was awesome. Awesome. I had all the Zords, too.
Oh, yeah.
You used to be able to put them together into the Megazord. It was crazy.
I know.
And then the stickers would start peeling off and look kind of terrible after a while, but yeah.
And you got your use out of it.
You did.
The terrible dubbing over Rita Repulsa.
You know, I've always wanted to talk to Tommy, to Jason David Frank. We should try and get him on the show.
If we do, we could only call him Tommy.
Yeah. I know he's still doing stuff. He wants to fight CM Punk really bad.
And he hangs out at that juice bar all the time.
What?
Power Rangers, the juice bar.
Yeah, they were always at the juice bar, bro.
Wow, it's been so long since I watched that show.
Let's all watch it one night.
I've got the complete series on my Amazon.
You would.
Yes,
I love it. Yes.
Oh, you better believe I would. Come on. God. It's me that we're talking about here.
I remember going to theaters to see the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
I went with my brother.
Yeah.
He was really young at that time.
Ivan really Ooze. That's what's funny. The new villain in X-Men Apocalypse, anyway, the way they did him up, he looks like Ivan Ooze. That was the first thing I thought. I was like, It's like, good to see he survived, his rendezvous with that comet at the end of the Power Rangers movie. I remember how the movie ended. You're damn right I do.
So do I. I can still remember the scene in the construction site where Ivan Ooze walks in, because my brother and I watched that movie hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I watched it yesterday. No.
I wouldn't have a problem. I own it on DVD.
Let's watch it.
I'm down. I'm totally down right after the episode's over. Speaking of that, we should probably get into this episode, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Let's get to it. It is a freak accident, and we're glad you're here.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on Connect.
Call me a doctor. I need a doctor.
Yeah.
You might not want to pick these doctors.
No, you wouldn't. Well, one's a doctor, one's a nurse.
Either way.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be treated by these people. Now, how many of you are familiar with this first story about the Florida teenager? Did you hear about this?
No.
Mickey? It's an 18-year-old kid in Florida, who was arrested. By the way, that song was Dr. Dre.
So it had double doctor in it.
There you go, Dr. Dre singing a song, or producing a song probably about being a doctor.
And he probably was drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Man, we're getting deep on it. Anyway, this kid, he's 18 years old, Florida teenager, was arrested for pretending to be a doctor.
Oh, boy.
He had his own practice, though. How did that happen?
Yeah, when
I'm so confused.
How did the lie get so big that people believed him without checking any credentials?
Didn't he have a website, too?
Yep.
I mean, this fraud went deep.
Malachi Love Robinson, 18, of Florida, was arrested after he gave an undercover police officer a medical exam at an illegal practice, which he opened himself. This was a year after he was caught posing as a gynecologist somewhere. After that, how do you not lock him away? You know what I mean? After that.
You have to at that point.
But this is a year later.
Oh my.
How long was he in practice, quote-unquote practice for?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but this is... I mean, it had to be long enough to start a website with his face on it to get an office space, you know, and get all his equipment in there.
College kids, this is a lesson. Just dump out. No one checks your degree ever. Just say whatever you are, and everybody's going to believe you, like this kid.
His picture is very professional looking. He looks like a doctor on his website.
How do you not, as a patient, you see this kid, and he looks like a kid? Like, you think, oh, he must be Doogie Howser part deux. You know what I mean? Like, part deux?
French too.
Wow, we went French on that one.
Yeah. I'm coming at you from all sides. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm afraid.
How do you look at this kid and say, yeah, no, this is legit. I buy this. Totally.
Especially the gynecologist bit.
You don't ask to see his, you know, his accreditation. You don't ask to see his certificates, right? Nothing. No information. No any way to prove that he is what he says he is.
At the first point that would worry me is when you go out and you're done with your appointment, he goes, hey, can you buy me a beer?
This was apparently only a few weeks after he opened his own medical office.
Okay.
Think about how brave that police officer is to sit through an exam with this fake doctor.
Yeah.
Oh my. I wonder how far it went.
Yeah, I mean, I'm imagining it was a exam.
This is actually the third time in the last year that he's been caught pretending to be something that he's not. First was the gynecologist thing, then he was posing as a massage therapist without a license, and now he was a doctor without a license.
Should we just raise money to send this kid to medical school?
Was he writing prescriptions for people? I wonder if pharmacies were just like, yeah, sure, here you go.
Yeah, just scribble something on a piece of paper, they'll fill it.
Yeah, right?
Remember this, because we can make a lot of money doing this.
This happened in West Palm Beach, although nothing good ever happens in Florida, so this is like kind of like, yeah, okay. But still,
yeah.
How stupid do you have to be, Florida people, to see this kid and say, like I said, to say, yeah, no, he's definitely a legit doctor. He looks four.
Well, let me tell you, if you were screwed by this kid, if he took you in...
Don't use those words. Don't use that phraseology.
I guess
that
was wrong.
Because,
yep.
Okay, reverse that. If you were taken advantage of by this kid,
somehow you're making this worse.
Yeah, no.
Okay, if you ended up going to this kid's office and you gave him money to be a doctor, just call me, Lawyer Lazy E. Esquire.
How could he possibly make any money off of this when everybody pays with their insurance?
I don't know.
So was he just looking to cop a feel with women?
I guess.
That the plan?
I guess either that or he thought he was legitimately going to help people.
That and co-pays. He can say, yeah, your insurance takes up to $40 of this. And boom, there's $40 here, there's $40 there.
I guess.
He's 18 years old.
Yeah, $40 is a lot of money to an 18-year-old.
Apparently, he was into holistic medicine, too. Ooh. Like, a lot of, like, so maybe that, I don't know. I don't know if that has anything, if that changes anything with the insurance thing or not. Like, maybe he wasn't accepting insurance.
I think we're
like,
looking at this a little too deep.
Come in, I'll examine you, and I'll give you some weird, like, oh, go and eat, like, ginger root or something, and you'll feel better.
Oh, my God. Does he have parents?
Biologically,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, he must. Somewhere, at some time, I'm sure.
Do they care about him?
I'm going to go with a no on that one.
No?
You want to hear his bio on the website?
Oh, please.
Dr. Malachi A. Love Robinson is, by the way, that name, you're just asking
Malachi.
For trouble. Yeah, no. Love. Love, yeah, the love thing specifically.
All I can think of is McLovin.
Yeah, kind of. That's what it's coming off as. Is a well-rounded, well, first of all, is so there's a typo, nice. Is a well-rounded professional that treats and cares for patients using a system of practice that bases treatment on physiological functions and abnormal conditions on natural laws governing the human body. Dr. Love Robinson utilizes physiological, psychological, and mechanical methods such as air, air, water, light, heat, earth, phototherapy.
What is he, Captain Planet?
He's just going into the dictionary and finding words and throwing it into his bio.
Oh, my God.
Heart. Love. Robinson. Phototherapy, food and herb therapy, psychotherapy, electrotherapy. So he's shocking people in there, too.
Is that even legal anymore?
Probably not. Neither is pretending.
He's not a real doctor. Who cares?
Yeah, I know, but
neither is pretending to be a doctor, but he doesn't seem to have a problem with that. Physiotherapy, mechanotherapy, naturotherapy corrections and manipulation, and natural methods or modalities, together with natural medicines, natural processed foods, and
natural
herbs and nature's remedies. All natural.
I'm just trying to think, when he was a gyno, was his slogan, you know, need a gynecologist? Come get some love.
It was probably just act natural.
Yeah, just act natural. But he was right. He does use manipulations. He's manipulated a lot of people.
Unreal that nobody, that this actually lasted as long as it did.
Yeah.
And that he actually had people going in there looking for treatment plans from this 18-year-old child.
What am I doing with my life? This apparently works.
And the trust issues go deep.
Yeah, now they do with Ian. He just said that on the show. This is another interesting situation. This one was the number one trend on Facebook today.
One of the top.
Although
yeah.
I don't know if that was because of its vicinity to us, because this is right down the road in our local area in Plains Township, Pennsylvania. An Eastern Pennsylvania nurse has been charged with crimes related to allegedly being drunk while assisting during a surgery.
Oh my God.
Of course, somebody from our local area is hammered. No shock there, but then trying to, you know, do surgery.
Well, you know, it takes the edge off.
Richard Perry, 59, of Drums, Pennsylvania, admitted to having between 4 and 5 beers at Mohegan Sun Pocono Downs Casino. Yeah, there you go, Mickey. That's your other employer.
Was he at the golf expo this weekend?
He might have been, yeah. The night of February 4th, Allentown's Morning Call reported that he claimed to have forgotten that he was on call at the VA hospital. That's where this happened, the VA hospital.
Another VA issue. Great.
Yeah, that's going to look great, isn't it?
Yeah, because those people haven't gone through enough, then give them a drunk nurse.
Yeah,
this is great.
He appeared on a video that night stumbling in the parking lot before heading in to help with an emergency appendectomy.
He
was called a little bit before midnight.
Hold on, guys. I'm on my way.
I'm picturing him like puking into the open thing on the operating table.
No.
I'm fine.
I'm picturing he did what, you know, you do when you drink a little bit, but you have to drive. You sit there and you're in the car, but he's like sitting there looking into the mirror going,
he's
okay.
Wolf on Wall Street.
He's going, okay, man, we got this. You got this. You've done this before. Come on, man. Come on. We can do this.
We've all watched Archer.
No,
actually.
Okay, there's an episode in Archer normal. Where Pam is drunk while doing surgery on one of the other guys in ISIS. It's hysterical.
And this is, but this is okay. real. This is
unfortunately.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Him driving to the hospital had to be that scene from Wolf on Wall Street where he's just driving all yeah. over the curve and messes up the Lamborghini.
I'm picturing him like between handing the doctor or the surgeon or whatever.
Having a beer.
Having a beer, like turning around and being like, little hair of the dog, this will be fine. I'm fine. I've got it together.
Just taking the edge off.
Excuse me, can I have the scotch?
He just has the beer hat on while he's surgery.
Yeah, instead of putting the nurse. Nurse gloves, nurse Heineken, sweet. Scalpel.
So everybody's drunk at the VA, is what you're saying now.
Well, no.
That hasn't been disproven, so for now it's just fact.
Oh, yeah. I would just get nervous as I'm about to get put under. All I do is go, oh, boy.
Well, all I know is the next time Lazy E has to go to the hospital, I'm hoping for something because that'll be great material for the podcast.
We're going to follow you around during the surgery to make sure that someone is drunk.
But, or 18, or drunk and 18.
Yes.
Stop with the terrible ideas.
That's not a terrible idea. That's a great idea.
Better believe it's a great idea.
That sounds like my childhood book, Drunk and 18.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Well, you know, in a segment where we're about to talk about a legendary party, having Andrew WK only makes sense, doesn't it?
He's the worst musician of all time.
He's up there.
This is the greatest song ever. I don't want to hear it.
What? Mickey.
I like Andrew WK, but this song...
What? No, whoa. You don't like the Foo Fighters and you like Andrew WK?
Yeah.
You are not a musician. No way. No, what? No, I don't stand for
You're
that.
You're faking being a musician like that doctor was faking being a doctor in the last segment. Yeah. I'd like to see some evidence of your music ship, please.
Nope.
All right,
it's all
then.
Over the internet.
So is his page. So is the 18-year-old doctor.
Yeah, he proved
this
that
is true.
Being on the internet proves nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, just tell me what this guy did, because now that's bothering me.
You know, now I'm getting existential. Like, are we even real? Because we're on the internet.
You're an egg?
Just read the story.
All right. College students on a 3-day bender basically destroyed the house. This is insane.
Isn't this normal?
I mean, it
Not
might
quite.
Be. Yeah.
But to this level?
Police have arrested 41 people.
Wow, that's quite a lineup.
After a 3-day house party near a college campus led to the property being condemned.
Awesome.
Oh!
Yeah. That's what I mean. This is scorched earth, man. Bridgewater State University in Massachusetts.
Great.
Yeah, Mickey's hometown. Home territory.
Home territory, not town.
Do people get drunk up there a lot?
Yes, unfortunately, we have a high drinking rate.
Well, yeah, Massachusetts. You know, shipping up to Boston.
Find my missing leg. These kids found it.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure there are a couple missing legs in this house somewhere. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Officers say they were called to the property at 1 a.m. on Sunday to reports of disturbance at the property in Bridgewater before discovering the massive house party, this coming from the Daily Mail. Once inside, they discovered a large amount of alcohol, several drinkers who were obviously under the age of 21, and a large amount of road signs. So they were just running around stealing street signs in the middle of all of this.
The irony if that doctor was at that party.
I wish I was at this party.
I'm glad to hear stealing road signs hasn't gone out in Massachusetts yet.
Apparently, the party started on Thursday evening and lasted through the weekend.
Oh my, I could hardly stay out till midnight.
So they were smart enough to keep it quiet for almost 3 days straight, but 41 of them got arrested.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it like ramped up over time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was one of those snowball effect type deals probably.
I just don't get how that's fun after a while. When I'm at a party, after about a couple hours, I'm like, all right,
I'm done. That's what I'm saying. You just said a minute ago. Can't stay up past midnight. You know, the last party that I went to, like the last where there was a decent sized group of people together drinking, it's like 1 a.m. I was like, oh God, I got work tomorrow. Like, I can't stay here. Yeah. I'm going home. 3 days.
These aren't adult parties. These are college parties.
That's
completely different.
You think of the endurance that these people must possess, though, to be able to last this long and just keep going.
And think about all the business Dr. Love's going to have doing dialysis on all these people.
Dr.
Think about all of the beer distributors that are just loving these kids right now.
Dr. Love Robinson, right? Records show that it's a 1,700 square foot house. So it's a big house, too.
It would have to be.
Built in 1908, has 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. And all those bedrooms were occupied.
Ooh.
No doubt.
So this house has made it through multiple wars.
Because people were sleeping. They needed to take naps to recharge and come back to the party. Get your mind out of the gutter.
It has survived multiple wars, a depression, but then some college kids have a party and it's gone.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. More than 100 years then? If it was built in 1908? Yeah, more than 100 years old, and you know they destroyed it in a weekend. All that history gone.
That's impressive. Not even mad.
Was it an actual house that... was like in use, or was it already on like the condemned list and they were partying in it because it was not being used
at the time that the party began? Records show, let me see here, it was last sold in 2009 for more than $250,000. At the time, it was described as a fully restored Victorian property with a living room, a fireplace, dining room, and bedrooms with maple and cherry floors. The owners boasted that it contained a new eat-in kitchen, appliances, ceilings, windows, electrical plumbing, and new heating systems.
So the frat bought it. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. According to the police report, cops were initially unable to get inside but could see people destroying furniture and heard the sounds of breaking glass from inside. Most were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, and being a minor in possession of alcohol. Well, yeah, obviously.
And wrecking a house worth over 100 years old. That should be a crime.
Well, if some of these kids were living in this house, it doesn't matter what the internet ad said. If it's a college house, most of those houses are near condemned anyway.
Yeah, but not in Massachusetts. They actually keep their houses pretty nice.
Yeah, it's not like around here where everything goes to hell. You know,
fair
really,
enough.
Really quickly. Yeah, people care about things in other areas of this country.
Apparently these kids didn't.
No, I love the fact that after this bender, it was condemned. Like, literally, nobody's allowed to go in there. We're just going to have to knock it down and literally scorch the earth because they've destroyed it beyond all reason and rational thought.
Andrew W.K. was probably played on a constant loop throughout this entire party.
Yeah, it was just this. All right, guys! All right, guys! Yeah, we're partying! Woo! Woo! Hey, what's the next song in the playlist? Let's drink some Beast!
Woo! You know what? This party can use some music!
Andrew W.K.! He is Beethoven!
You were wondering where the snowball effect came from.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. There's your snowball effect recreated. I'm tired now. Why do my legs hurt? I'm sitting.
I need a nap.
Needless to say, I don't think I could have survived this party.
No.
I'd be dead.
Any of us could have survived this party.
Just leave me in the basement and bury me under the house when you knock it down.
I'll be fine.
I just want a warm glass of milk and go to bed.
When's the last party you were at? Was it anything like this? Or is everything just like low key now that we're all getting older a little bit?
That's a good question. It must have been good because I can't remember.
Oh, there you go.
Went to someone's 21st birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and I was the coolest one there. That should tell you all you need to know about how terrible that party was.
At least you can laugh at yourself. Yeah. I give you credit on that.
St. Patrick's Day a couple of years ago, I got arrested.
Story time! I remember that story. Yeah.
A friend left us there and drank too much.
He got into a cab, like, trying to do the right thing, and the cabbie took him to the police station. And he spent the night in the drunk tank.
Yeah. No, he didn't bring me to the police station. He stopped, called the police. I was cuffed.
Oh, yeah.
I was legit
cuffed.
What
did you do?
I was just drunk. I was walking
around. No. What did you do?
I have no crime on me. They just put me in because they thought I was going to get hit by a car.
But you're in a cab.
Ian, have you ever been in this area when St. Patrick's Day occurs?
No.
Stay off the streets. Do yourself
a favor.
I
am not.
Just avoid Scranton at all costs.
Exactly.
I won't.
Up next, a guy tried to be The Rock. It didn't go well for him. It's a freak accident.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
How perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
I think everybody loves The Rock because he's awesome.
You can't hate The Rock.
No, no, he's an incredibly inspirational too. If you follow him on social media and stuff,
oh,
and
yeah.
And not to mention he's an insane motivator when he talks about all the working out that he does and all of his his regimen and his routines and everything else. It kind of makes you feel like a lazy piece of crap.
That's because we all are lazy pieces of crap next to him.
Yeah, relatively speaking, yeah. Michael Phelps is lazy in his training compared to him.
And if you tell him otherwise, he's going to rock bottom you.
Richard Sherman is not even remotely athletic compared to The Rock.
No.
Are you familiar with how much he eats? Mickey?
No, I have no idea.
It's insane. And you know what? We were talking about this at the radio station recently, weren't we? About his cheat days?
Yeah.
About how he eats like 12 entire pizzas on his cheat days.
Along with a box of donuts.
He had like a 24 brownies on that one cheat day. He kept posting updates. He started his day with like a stack of 20 pancakes. Then he had like 24 brownies and a giant glass of milk that was like bigger than my head. And then he had
which
like,
is saying something.
And then he had like 24 pizzas for dinner.
Ouch.
I heard that. I don't care.
Ouch.
You made the joke, not me.
More room to fit my brain, loser. Ha ha ha. That's what I told all the kids when they made fun of me when I was in school. Anyway, there's a guy now trying. He's still in process of trying to duplicate The Rock's fitness regimen and his diet, which is probably the bigger challenge. He's 37 years old, some guy from Reddit. Now, let's get into exactly what The Rock's diet consists of.
Okay.
I was actually surprised to find out it's only 5,000 calories.
Yeah, that's not much when you consider.
You wouldn't consider all that he eats. It must be like really lean foods. I mean, I know
vegetables.
It's
vegetables.
Yeah, I know the protein is ridiculously high. Like, there's an insane amount of protein that he takes in. But the calories, actually, I mean, when I was still at the peak of my training, I was doing like 8,000 a day.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, though, like, if you have a breast of chicken, that's only about 200 calories total, so that's a lot.
I was on a diet where I was doing 8,000 calories a day back in the day. I was eating a lot. It was a lot of food, but it was mostly high protein stuff too, you know. But this is 5,000 calories. To put that in perspective, that's 5 whole triple whoppers. And when you he eats cod. That's the thing. It's a lot of fish. He eats a ton of fish. 10 pounds of cod every day.
Oh my god, that's more than a child of cod. That is a child of
that
cod.
That is a newborn's worth of cod that he eats every single day. Now, this is this guy, NYC Baller is what he calls himself. He's on. He updated his progress. He's trying to go for 31 days. He updated after 2 weeks, and he's hurting.
Yeah.
He's hurting, but he's finding out interesting things that we'll get into. Anyway, The Rock's diet adds, 430 grams of protein.
Jeez,
that is a
well. The
lot.
Fish will do that alone.
Far beyond the equivalent of 10 scoops of whey. Far beyond it.
Are you trying to picture this through your megacolon right now?
Yeah, I'm picturing what the toilet's like.
533 grams of carbohydrates and 97 grams of fat. See, there it is. There's almost no fat despite all that he's eating. Now, where does the food end up? That's what he's asking.
Well, in the toilet?
Yeah, a lot of that's up in the toilet. The Rock's training program, though, adds 50 minutes of elliptical to each bone-shattering workout. That's 6 times a week. Now, let's see. This guy says he's got his foam roller at the ready on Sundays. I don't know what that means.
It's an exercise piece. It's literally a piece of foam that's in like a cylindrical,
back, right?
Yeah, and you can do like stretches and stuff with
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably because you're
it's
aching.
Like Lamaze class at that point.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
you are aching in a way that like a human being should not ache.
You think The Rock would tweet him and say, dude, just don't.
Or start slow.
Yeah, he was cheering him on, though, actually. He was like,
well,
hey,
that's good.
Good luck, buddy.
It's good. Was it
cheering him on or mocking him?
Yes.
Meanwhile, he's sitting on the side going, this dude's going to die.
Not only do you somehow have to manage to ingest 10 pounds of food in 7 sittings every day, you'll have to be able to afford it. That's the thing. This is ridiculously expensive. More importantly, the biggest takeaway from the experience, according to this guy that's trying it, is so far he can make bigger progress, avoid hitting plateaus, and have more energy by simply increasing his daily caloric intake. He said, it makes me realize I definitely haven't been eating enough. Sometimes your body needs high glycemic carbs, something that I've avoided for years. Interestingly enough, after 2 weeks, he's not gained an ounce of weight. No weight gain at all.
He's not eating any fat. He's working out. I mean,
right,
that would make sense.
He's burning through the calories, and he's just exercising a lot. Eating over 5,000 calories a day, training hard, can cause you to not put on a single pound. He's noticeably building muscle while getting leaner, putting on muscle while losing fat. That's insane. Will he manage to make it through an entire month?
No way.
But the thing is, like you said, he's doing it for a month. All that progress is going to go away once he stops.
Well, that's the thing. We've talked about that before, too. Like, your biology is based on routine. Right. And when you start doing something like this, your body adjusts accordingly and says, okay, this is the new normal. Like, the moment you stop doing that, you're going to revert right back to where you were before.
Then really be hurting.
Exactly.
Not only that, this guy's going to put on a ton of weight after he's done.
Right. Yeah.
He's just going to be hungry all the time.
See, that's what's incredible about The Rock. This guy, and you know what? Good for NYC Baller for even trying this. I mean, that's Lazy E and I joked on social media that we wanted to try it. No way! You know, because we would definitely die, probably after a day.
I was trying to take bets of who would, between you two, would die first.
It would probably be me. I fake like I'm in good shape, but like I eat like a pig.
I would not even be able to finish the donuts that he does on a cheat day,
yeah,
let alone 10 pounds of cod.
Yeah.
I would throw up from eating that much fish.
Yeah.
There's no way. No way. Can't eat that much food of anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. Trust me, it's a lot of food. As a lot of my stuff when I was doing it was made up in like protein supplements and things like that. That's where I was making up a lot of my calories. So I wasn't eating that much freaking food. It was like, but that's 10 pounds. Eat 10 pounds of food per day.
My bowling ball is 14 pounds.
Eat your bowling ball. There you go. That's
every day.
Yeah. Every single day. And that's the thing. This guy, like I said, this guy, credit to him for trying to go for 31 days. The Rock does that every day forever in perpetuity.
That just seems so bland of a life of food, and I enjoy food. I couldn't just eat that.
That's the thing. When you have to only eat, you eat this meal every day, and that's it.
My dogs do it all the time.
What do you think? That's why I work out. It's not so that I can have a six-pack. I do not have a six-pack. I want to be in relatively good shape and still be able to eat my cheeseburgers and my pizza whenever I want.
When did The Rock decide that he wanted to start this diet? Was it a movie he was doing?
It was actually after wrestling. He had a bulk up. I think it was for the Fast and Furious.
It might have been.
I want to say that because they
So when he was in Fast 6? Fast 5.
I don't know if it was that. It might have been that one, but he needed to really bulk up.
It might have been preparing for Hercules, actually.
Maybe it was that one.
Maybe he knew like a couple years ahead of time, I need to be Hercules, so I need to become massive. So
He already was.
Yeah, The Rock essentially doubled in size over a couple years. That's not how erosion works, Rock.
No.
Get it? Get it, Rock? Erosion?
He's sitting there going, I can do steroids or I can eat a lot of food.
Geology jokes. I got him.
And if he stops working out, he's going to rock and roll.
What?
Yes!
That was all right. Wasn't bad. It was pretty bad. Wasn't the worst I've ever heard, though.
It was pretty awful.
It's right in the line.
I want to see if I can do this for one day, I think, though. Let me see if I can do it for one day.
We'll do this right after the Krispy Kreme run.
Perfect. Krispy Kreme run, and then I become The Rock for a day. It's on.
Done.
Mark your calendars. That's going to be on social media. Come the springtime. A lot of stuff planned. A lot of stuff planned, Mickey. You excited?
No.
Up next, unethical life hacks on a freak accident.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
You guys are familiar with life hacks, right? You know what that is.
We're aware.
It makes your life a little bit easier. Way to do things in an easier fashion.
Right. Mickey, you're familiar with this concept?
I'm familiar with the concept of the ones that you probably shouldn't do, but people are dumb enough to do.
Okay. Like what, for instance?
Like to keep yourself from crying, put lemon juice in your eyes.
Oh, okay. That's like... Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's like life hack. It's basically trying to encourage stupid people to hurt themselves through life hacking.
Love it.
I was going to try that when I got home.
But the idea is if you are not familiar with what a life hack is, it's basically a thing that you do to make things easier. You know, you make yourself more efficient, make life a little bit easier. You know, what people, there are life hacks for eating, for, you know, driving, whatever.
I believe I heard that a couple minutes ago. I just said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't pay attention when you talk, usually.
Well, that's why we had a repeat.
Fair enough. I've got a list here. I've compiled a list from Quora.com. Someone asked a question. What are some life hacks that maybe aren't ethical? So why not dive into this?
Oh, don't try this.
Yeah. No, this is not an endorsement on our part. We are not encouraging you to do these things. Because I'm going to tell you, some of these things are straight up illegal.
No, they are illegal.
It's theft.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like being a doctor in Florida illegal?
Sort of, kind of, yeah. Although Floridians deserve it. Sorry, Florida. Florida likes us. We get a lot of downloads from Florida, but you people are weird. First of all, get free breakfast whenever you want.
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sounds great. Who doesn't want free things, right? Get it from hotels, because most of them have a free continental breakfast, and you don't always have to prove that you're staying there to get it. You literally just walk in, sit down, and start eating.
That's true.
Free food.
That's not just theft. That's kind of trespassing when you're, yeah.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, when you're not paying to be there, you know.
No, that is, yeah.
But some people must have tried this and pulled it off.
Oh, obvious. It's way too easy to not do. So tons of people probably do this.
Yeah. Get a free phone charger.
And we all need phone chargers.
Yeah, you need them, especially when you've got an older phone where the battery's wearing down and it doesn't hold a charge anymore. Are you experiencing that, Ian?
Yeah, that's pretty much my day in a nutshell.
So what you do is you head to a bar, right? Have a couple drinks, leave, come back to the bar, tell the bartender you left your phone charger there. Apparently, a lot of people do leave their phone chargers at the bar when they go. So they'll pull probably a lost and found out with a metric ton of phone chargers in there, and you just take one. Just take one that fits your phone.
Well, I actually do need a phone charger, so I know where I'm going tonight.
Ian?
The pub's right down the street.
That's not terrible, because, I mean, the bar... Well, when I used to bartend, when people left them behind, you'd leave them out for about a week or two, and if nobody picked them up, they went in the trash.
You think most of the... Oh, really?
Yeah, we threw it. We didn't want junk under the bar. We had enough stuff to deal with.
A lot of times people didn't even come back to claim.
Oh, yeah, no. They'd forget.
Well, yeah, they were drunk enough to
forget it. Exactly, yeah.
This one definitely comes into play, even in our area. If you go to a movie and you're stuck... You know, it's like a 3-hour movie or something like that. You know, the free parking, the validation at the movie theater downtown.
Yeah.
It's only good for 3 hours. So if you're there, if it's like a 2.5-hour movie like Batman versus Superman is going to be, and I get there an hour early, I'm going to have to pay to park. Right. So here's what you can do. Get a ticket like normal when you enter. Obviously, you pull in your car, you grab the ticket from the machine, you find a parking spot. When you're leaving, walk back to the entrance and grab one manually by hand. Use that one to exit.
Oh.
It'll be like, oh yeah, I only parked for 5 minutes. Free.
That's actually... But you have to remember to sit in your car for a little bit. Because if your car is close by, you're going to end up having a ticket that's like a second.
You were here for 30 seconds?
Although you could say, I accidentally pulled in, I'm just pulling out.
I would totally rob from Wilkes-Barre, too. If there's any city that deserves it, it's this one.
Well, to be fair, that parking spot, if you go on the weekends, it's free.
I know that.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah. But still, I would never have even thought about that.
I wouldn't do it, because again, that's stealing.
Yeah. Right. Again, we are not suggesting that you do these.
Please don't.
And you couldn't really get away with it with the one local to our area, because you have to put money into it.
Yeah.
To get in there.
Which one?
The one across the street.
Yeah, the one across, not the parking garage, but the one across the street.
Oh, the one by the YMCA, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Parking garage, you just press the button, it sends the ticket out. So, all right. If something breaks, just buy another one, switch it out with the old one, and return the old one with the receipt for the new one.
That is awful. These are why things in stores cost so much more now.
You're right.
They have to make up the cost.
My wife's former next door neighbor did exactly this. He bought a saw at Lowe's, broke it, took it, you know, went and bought a new one, and then grabbed the receipt and took it back, the old beat up one.
I mean, technically it's a wash, You know what I mean? Because you still had to pay for at least one in that situation. You didn't get, like, it's not like you got a free saw. But in any case, it is still unethical and dishonest.
Just throw it away. If it's broken, just throw it away.
And you're stealing from the store is hurting.
Right.
I mean,
because you're giving them a product that they can't put back on the shelf. They can't restock that.
And you're taking one away.
Right.
So now you've essentially taken two for the price of one.
Essentially.
Yeah. That's great.
But you still paid for one, so it's kind of okay.
No, it isn't
kind of okay.
Not.
Okay, see, this is where I'm starting to get into that point where I'm going to defend a couple of these.
No.
Save on fruits and vegetables at the grocery store. Use the self-checkout and just weigh everything as apples. It'll be cheaper. See, that's just straight-up stealing.
A kid did that to me in Wegmans because Wegmans has that cute little the weigh machine, which I never use because I throw, you know, whatever fruit into separate bags. And a couple weekends ago, I threw in two different things. I figured the kid was going to flip both of them and look at the stickers because there's only two things in the bag. It was a pear and an apple. He rang them up for the same price for the apple because it was easier for him.
Whatever.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, that's
well,
on him.
Well, right, it's not my fault, but I mean, I probably should have said something to him.
That's him, that's him stealing from the store. Mickey's just an accomplice.
Yeah, so you only get a couple years for that.
Great.
You're fine.
Get free Chipotle by using a credit card that doesn't work. First of all, you're eating at Chipotle. You're going to get E. coli. That's the first thing you should have to worry about.
Yeah, the business wins in the end.
The business model at Chipotle is based on keeping the line moving, okay? So if you're holding up the line because your card won't work, if you make a big stink about it, they'll just give you your food for free and say, get out of here, just to keep the line moving.
Oy.
How cheap do you have to be?
It's not like Chipotle is like ridiculously expensive either.
Yeah, it's not like you're doing this at like some fancy lobster place or something, and then you're like, oh, I've got away with $100. You got away with $5.
And E. coli.
Try paying for fast food with a fake coupon. Act super sorry when they tell you it's not good and start fishing through your wallet for money. If you don't have cash and you're nice about it, they'll probably give it to you for free.
How much of a scumbag do you have to be? Seriously.
I'm noticing that E has some hard feelings towards these people.
It is like $7.
Wow, I was understating that fact.
Yeah, but no, he's right. But the thing is, a lot of these employees don't care either. I just had that happen, well, with Wegmans. But when I went to Dunkin' Donuts a couple weeks ago, the kid wanted to give me the coffee for free. And I went, no, I'm paying for it because he had too much to do behind the counter. It's Dunkin' Donuts. You stock donuts. Give me a break.
The only time I've taken something for free from a donut place is because they were like, oh, these are the ones we're just going to throw away. Do you want to have an extra two because you bought one?
Even then, they're offering it to you. It's not like you're taking it.
And it's going in the garbage.
You're not like trying to sneak and sneak your way into getting something for free.
That's, exactly.
This one actually might be, here I am.
Don't.
Because you know how like these, when you book a vacation with one of these travel agencies, there's always a no refund policy. It's like up until a certain point, you know, there's no refund.
Yeah.
You know, or after a certain point, rather, there's no refund. Like, so in other words, if a family member dies like a week before your vacation and you got to cancel your vacation, they're going to be like, nope, you guys, we're going to keep all your thousands of dollars. You know, that is kind of scummy, too, in my opinion.
That's why I don't go through travel agencies.
Right. In any case, don't cancel a trip last minute and lose your deposit. Reschedule it. Pick a date that falls outside the no refund deadline and then cancel it.
I'm okay with that. If they're trying to screw you, you know, that's a good way to
do
it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you guys are going to be scummy. We'll act scummy back.
Or just buy the trip insurance. It's like $50.
That's true.
That's an extra $50. Come on, man.
Yeah, what happens if I don't use it? Now I'm out $50.
Don't try to encourage this.
I'm sorry. We're not telling you to do this again. Wink, totally do it.
No,
this is why our economy is plummeting.
I know.
Well, it's like when you're at Vegas and the dealer is beating the hell out of you. This is a way to get back at the dealer. That's all.
No.
Now,
it's gambling.
This is totally scummy because when you're traveling somewhere and you're in line, because Mickey, you're going to be going to, or you're driving to.
No, we're flying to Florida. Okay. And then we're flying from Florida to Dallas. I'm going to want to hang myself by that point, but okay.
You want to skip the line at security? You know how long those lines can get when they're like fueling you up, trying to see if you got like a bomb on your inner thigh or whatever.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's it. Get through airport security faster by traveling with a cane. If you walk with a limp and pretend to have trouble with your bags, someone will move you to priority screening and you'll skip the whole line.
They just got rid of that.
No!
Because people were doing it.
Get out of here! Are you kidding me?
You see, I thought the way they were going to tell you is they're just going to say, right when they're about to check you, just do a drive-by. Like, I mean, not a gun drive-by. I mean, just...
Just fart. Just Mickey, just fart.
Fart on cue.
Yeah, fart on cue.
Unfortunately, the way they do screening in the airports, if you haven't gone to one, you're stuck in a big, clear container, so all you're doing is explaining yourself.
But that's the great thing. It just starts fogging up because it's so dense. And then you just start, like the Spock scene from Star Trek. God! That's how it happens. That's how you get out.
Ian, were you going to add one to this or something?
Go ahead. I'm done.
Just leave a dense fart.
So they got rid of these because they found out people were doing
this. Yeah, because people were. I mean, I understand. We listened to a comedian a while back, and he was saying how he would skip through because he doesn't want to be in the metal detector, which is understandable because they're technically X-raying you. But right. Now they've pushed that off. Like, you know, too many people are trying to cut through the line. Of course, I'm in agreement. Just get rid of TSA. There's really
I support that 100%. Unnecessary. Unconstitutional, too. A political risk is starting to come out. Get down there. Stay in. Stay inside.
But who's going to create the snow if those guys go away?
They don't make the snow. They just make it impossible to fly through it.
I just like the extra touching.
Hey, if you've got an unethical life hack of your own, listener, email it to us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, we have wrestling talk, because yes, it is the road to WrestleMania, and we're doing it, Mickey, whether you like it or not, on A Freak Accident.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
This past weekend was WWE Fastlane, the very last pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
In fact, I think we had an interview with the Fast.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. There he is.
Love it.
Yeah, Fastlane was this past weekend, and I mean, on the whole,
no,
wasn't a good pay-per-view, was it?
I am a wrestling enthusiast, loved it since I was 3 years old, almost fell asleep when I watched it.
Dad, you did tell me about that, yeah.
There was a couple matches here and there, but on the whole, it bored me, and what it made me pissed off about was the fact that Roman Reigns wins. And not the fact that he wins, the fact that I know exactly what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Right, yeah, and that was what we were saying. The thing that was interesting was, and it's also kind of unfair, because Ambrose carried that entire feud.
Oh, yeah.
It was about him and Lesnar more than it was about Reigns. Reigns was a non-factor, but he's the one that you're going to give the win to because you insist on him being the champion. It's like, all right. They could have done something really interesting and swerved and went with Ambrose.
Right.
I think would have been way more interesting of a story heading into WrestleMania than, oh, here comes Roman again for the second year in a row. Yes. How many more years are we going to have him in the main event at Mania? Probably at least 5.
Yeah, and now it looks like it's going to be Ambrose versus Brock at WrestleMania, which I'm okay with, but I would have rather the other.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, let it be. It's going to be a street fight, you know. I would have put Reigns in the title picture and have Roman fight Brock.
Yeah.
That would have been okay to watch. Again, you could have had your WrestleMania rematch, and I don't know.
Had Reigns win that
literally
one.
Anything but Reigns being in the title picture. He sucks. His matches are all exactly the same, and he's terrible, and he's boring.
So that's coming out of Fastlane. Going out of Fastlane, I'm thinking to myself, WrestleMania is going to be so...
Welcome to my...
It's going to be so boring, WrestleMania 32.
Yeah. Stop that. WrestleMania Star.
WrestleMania Star. Not that it's going to be boring, but it's just going to be predictable, and we had no build. We didn't know what was going to happen. We're like... We're starting to get pretty close. Fastlane was supposed to build those feuds, but then Raw happened.
Yeah.
And it fixed everything.
Yeah, because we had the return of Shane McMahon.
No way anybody saw that coming.
I ruined my couch because I crapped my pants. You need to understand, he's been gone for years, and they've been saying, like, he'll never come back, he'll never come back. I know Murderer was super excited about it.
Murderer flipped his iPad and was all sorts of excited, and I had no idea what was going on.
When that cha-ching hit, I lost my mind. I marked out like crazy.
It was great. The live crowd, when the cha-ching happened, it's almost like they didn't believe it. And then it goes, here come the money and the crowd. That was the loudest pop since The Rock last came there.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
It was insane. And now we've got, and a lot of people are confused about the match because it's Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania for what is essentially amounting to control of the company. Okay, yeah. He's going after, you know, he wants the control of WWE from his dad, you know, and he right. wants to take it out from underneath Stephanie and Triple H. So that's like, I'm interested, and I know a lot of people are like, this is dumb, but you know what it does? It creates uncertainty.
Yeah.
You can't tell me, you can't even begin to speculate what's going to happen with that match now. Does he win? Does he lose? If he loses, how is the story going to play out? If he wins, how is the thing with The Undertaker going to pay out? You know, there's a million different things that could happen. That's like, this is the thing, I don't know. And like any story, you shouldn't be able to predict what's going to happen next.
Sure.
Good storytelling, you don't know what's going to happen. And now we have no clue.
In the blog I wrote over at freakaccident.com, I said, this is what I love about WrestleMania. When WrestleManias are good, it has you playing the guessing game.
Right.
My theory, do you want to hear this one? I said, and Mickey, Ian, you're not going to really find this exciting, so I'm going to look at Crisco for this. I say that either at WrestleMania or the Raw after, we're going to see the debut of the Bullet Club with Shane.
I think that makes perfect sense.
Because then you have the rich guy controlling like the NWO or right. the like a new authority figure, and that's facing off against Triple H's authority.
Right.
You talk about how many storylines they have for months.
Mm-hmm.
Months they would have that going.
That makes sense. I mean, but who knows if that's what actually is going to happen. That's the beauty of it. We don't know. And that was why, like, when Brock beat Taker a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You need to understand, Undertaker was undefeated at WrestleMania, Ian, for years.
20 years.
Undefeated. So it was like nobody's ever going to beat him. The whole Lesnar build-up with him and Taker, it was like it was so boring and terrible. And everybody knew Undertaker was going to win. It was like it was so dull. You know, people we were watching the pay-per-view with were going outside and smoking. They weren't even paying attention to the match. And then Lesnar beats him.
The best moment is it goes, one, and everybody's counting along. They're like, one, two, kick out. And then it went three, and the room went silent.
And as the crowd, you could actually hear that noise when like everyone just kind of goes, like you heard yeah. that only like freaking 50,000 people.
It was one of those, oh, that really just happened.
Yeah.
It made a moment, and this one's going
again,
to make
because
a moment.
It wasn't expected. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean. When you don't know what's going to happen, that's when it's at its most interesting. Yeah. And that's what they need to cultivate. So far, they've done it with one match. We know what's going to happen with Reigns and Triple H. So that is yeah. that match is completely, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care. I mean, even though the beatdown Triple H gave him on Raw was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, I don't care about anything else. But I also don't know what's going to happen with Ambrose and Lesnar. That could go either way, too.
That one's going to be a fun one because either winner I'm okay with as long as they treat each opponent respectfully.
Why do they hate the Wyatts so much?
I don't know. They really don't like them.
The most underutilized moneymaker.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
They didn't even give him the 50-50 win on Raw. The only thing interesting that came out of that match was the Ryback situation.
Yeah.
What are they doing with Ryback?
Hopefully something good.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. I mean, in any case, we're getting into, like, basically brass tacks here with yeah. WrestleMania. I mean, we're going to have the doc from lordsofpain.net and wrestlingheadlines.com. He's going to be checking in with us over the next couple weeks probably yeah. to ramp up to WrestleMania, you know, in kind of preparation. We'll see what his thoughts are. I know he wasn't too thrilled about the whole Shane Taker thing, but we'll see when we talk to him if he hasn't changed his tune.
And let's not forget, next week on Raw, The Undertaker.
Yeah, he's coming back next week. So we're ramping up. It's getting to be that interesting time of year. Mickey's actually going to be there in person. I expect a full report when you get back.
I am going to hate my life.
Oh, come on. You'll enjoy, I think, the experience in person. I really think you will.
I
Mickey,
hope so.
Even I turned on Raw last week.
Yeah!
Yay!
There you go.
I turned it on. I was like, Mrs. is taking a shower right now, and I have nothing else going on, so let's just see what's going on here.
Then she came down and goes, what are you doing?
Just kind of looked and laughed, rolled her eyes, and walked away.
Beautiful.
It's for the show. You wouldn't understand.
He's gonna.
It's
get
okay.
hooked.
I still don't understand.
I don't think you ever will at
nope.
this point.
Ian's gonna get hooked.
He
it's
is.
Gonna happen.
It's gonna go down. It's gonna go down that way. Trust me. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
I told myself the same thing, too, 2 years ago because I'd sworn it off, and I'm back, so.
Well, it's funny because I'm a big NFL draft guy, so I watched tape on all those guys coming out, and I'd finished watching some tape on some guys, and I threw Raw on. I'm sitting there going, wow, look how athletic these guys are. This is fantastic. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm watching wrestling. I got to take a step back here.
Hey, they're athletic.
Oh, they definitely are. There's no doubt about that.
The coolest thing is some of the cooler moves, like when there's a big spot is what it's called. It's amazing.
Oh, they're flipping off the ropes. And I mean, I'm sitting there going, wow, I couldn't do that.
No. I know I couldn't. I would die.
Although they do a great job. I think some of those guys legitimately get hurt.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And
they keep going. Yeah. You have to keep going. That's the aim of the game. So anyway, that's we got WrestleMania to look forward to just a couple weeks away. That wraps up this episode of the show. Next week on the program, if you come back and re-download us 7 days from now, we're going to have an interview with comedian James Heskey. He's going to be joining us to talk about comedy, and he's got a couple web series that he's working on, so that's going to be a great conversation on A Freak Accident.
Funny guy. I saw him live a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be next week. Make sure you come back next week. Now, Mickey.
Yes.
Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
I understand a little while back, we were asking you, why is it that you have so much trouble, telling the listeners, where they need to go, what they need to do? It's like, because you got experience. experience pumping up, your band and things like that. And you made the comment that you feel more at home doing that when you're on stage in front of a crowd. All right, so allow us to just set
the
mood for you here.
Get ready. Go ahead, Mickey.
Go ahead. Tell the listeners where they need to go, what they need to do.
You can go to afreakaccident.com. You can listen to us by downloading us on iTunes. That's freaks at afreakaccident.com.
She's going rogue. That's the email.
Encore.
It's throwing me off.
Say you're not comfortable with that.
You said that's where you were best, though, is in front of a crowd. We just gave
you
a crowd.
That's not in front of a crowd. It's in my ears.
We're a crowd, right? Three's a
Mickey,
crowd.
Mickey, Mickey, oh, Mickey, 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 Mickey.
AfreakAccident.com. Email freaks at AfreakAccident.com. When you're at the website, click connect on the menu bar. All our social media links are there. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review if you enjoy the show. We would love to hear from you on social media, in review, or in email, because we desire nothing more than to connect with our listeners. See how I did that?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Encore!
Well then, you go to a freaking... No, I'm just kidding. Hey, thanks for downloading and listening to the show this week. We'll be back next week with another brand new episode for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.